How to help your unborn baby use the law of attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, personal empowerment, take it to the limit, manifesting beyond belief podcast, we're delighted to be here with you every day, Monday through Friday. And if you're new to this podcast, take the time to subscribe on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We absolutely love having you join us. Now, today's a little bit different. We're going to talk about things you can do for your unborn baby in the womb. And you can start right away. I would imagine that you're going to have the most amount of effectiveness in the second or third trimester. But keep in mind that even at the early stages, even in the first trimester, we're talking about a life form that vibrates just like every other life form on the planet. And so if you can start to empower your unborn child before it's even born, what an advantage that child will have in the future. You're just going to help that child come into the world. Here's a way to think about it. There's something there that babies have. Real young babies. They don't understand words. They don't understand language. The only thing they understand is vibration. Through the sound of your voice, through the look on your face, through tactile experiences with the mother and father, and all of that. They understand vibration because they're still not fully separated from source, from divine source energy. That's what they understand is divine source. And they understand it at a level of consciousness that you and I simply cannot understand. What a wonderful time to imprint on that unborn child positive, optimistic, empowering thoughts and vibrations. So let's talk about some things that you can do. And this is for you as well, fathers or mothers. But you can start right now. Start wherever you're at. And hey, if you're not pregnant yet, but that is a goal, you can start anyway because This physical spiritual barrier is perhaps more porous than we realize. And you might just be talking to your child before it's even conceived. Is that crazy? Well, maybe. Maybe I'm crazy. Okay. But we help a lot of people here get a lot of great results in their life, and I want to help the next generation. And we can start with this. So, one, put your hands on your stomach, on your womb, and practice creative visualization. Practice positive, optimistic things like climbing to the top of a mountain and standing at the top of a mountain with your legs apart and your hands stretched up, claiming victory. Visualize walking down a beautiful beach, at sunrise or sunset. Visualize falling in love. Visualize money coming into your life in large amounts on a regular basis. You know, here's the thing, folks. This is interesting, isn't it? Whatever you would visualize as good for yourself probably will be good for your unborn baby as well. But put your hands on your womb and just visualize. And you can visualize yourself, or you can visualize your child. Either one, it's not about the picture. It's not about the exact words. It's about the vibration. Do you get it? This universe is vibration, folks. And the sooner you get a handle on that, the sooner you're going to start getting the kind of results that you desire with the law of attraction. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, having loads of fun here with you every single day, bringing you empowerment. And I want to invite you to take the time and visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com, because we've put up a whole bunch of new pictures on the website of Rachel and I at the 2017 Tucson Rock Show, the largest rock and gem show in the entire world. You can visit that page. You can look around the site. We have a whole lot of articles on a variety of subjects, and I'm always ready to answer your questions or respond to your comments. So you can do that as well. There's just a resource. I mean, the site is a resource. lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay. Music. Empowering music. Read Dr. Emoto's study of music, and you'll find the kind of music that was very empowering. Dr. Emoto did all of this work on water and how water takes on energy. It takes on vibration. And your baby is basically in a bath of water. So music, certain music is empowering. And in Dr. Emoto's book, he shows you the kinds of music that tend to help the water crystallize in a beautiful fashion. And other kinds of music that are filled with anger and hate and distrust and, you know, nastiness. That kind of music, the crystals form in very ugly, unhealthy forms. You can read his book. He's got some beautiful pictures. He was a wonderful scientist, did a lot of work on the subject of water, but he also tested music. You can also learn to muscle test yourself as to which kind of music your unborn baby needs. And through muscle testing, you can find out, oh, this is the kind of music she or he needs at this time in her development. Well, water and food. I recommend a lot of rose quartz water, but I'm going to put a warning there. When I have rose quartz water in the house for myself, we take the quartz crystal and we clean it very, very well. We wash it, we scrub it, and then we put it in with fresh water in a glass pitcher. Now, I would double check on anything, any substance like that that I'm going to consume as to how it might negatively impact the unborn child. There are some crystals and some minerals that when they are not polished, when they are in their raw state, can be poisonous. And so I would avoid those at all costs. So you want to double check that out. Even if you don't use the rose quartz water, having water in a beautiful clear glass pitcher and drinking it and affirming as you drink it how it is empowering your child, how it is literally bringing love and harmony and balance and prosperity and health and vitality to your child, not just now, but through its entire life. Because you're not just the mother or father of this child right now. You're the mother and father of this child even after you've died and left this world, and that child is 60, 70, 80 years of age. Okay? And there's no reason why that child can't grow up and have a prosperous, healthy, loving life. Starts with good food, clean food, no GMOs, please, okay? As many green vegetables as possible. Only, if you're going to eat meat, only natural meat. Clear water. Lemon water is great, but affirm. When you eat and drink the water, the kind of energy it's bringing to your child. Well, I like putting crystals on my stomach. And again, there are a few crystals that you don't want to deal with. Raw malachite is one. Just stay away from raw malachite. Malachite is a great stone, by the way, folks. But raw malachite can have a little bit of a poisonous effect. So we want to stay away from that. But like clear quartz, smoky quartz, amethyst, citrine, these are all rose quartz. These are all absolutely beautiful crystals that vibrate at higher, faster energies. Just lay them right on your womb. You can actually put them in a circle, lay on your back, have your husband put them in a circle and one in the middle, kind of create a grid, if you will. Well, exercise. When you exercise, you go for a walk, you're going for a swim, you're working out in the gym, affirm that you are exercising for yourself and your baby, okay? Get in the habit of understanding that you are not just doing this for yourself. The exercise is helping your body to become more healthy, but it's also helping your babies as well. Meditation, I highly recommend the middle pillar exercise, any kind of tree of life meditation or chakra meditation. And I would do those on a daily basis. I like the idea of either reciting or getting an audio file of some ancient prayers. Make sure you understand what they are saying, but play them in their ancient tongue. I absolutely love the old Latin, but the Aramaic is great, the Greek, the Hebrew, whatever works for you, but some ancient prayers in their old native tongue. Absolutely empowering. And the vibration is just wonderful. I highly recommend 4 or 5 times a week a comedy. Either go see a comedy, either participate in a comedy, watch a comedy on TV, laugh. Laughter is, like they used to say, the best medicine. Bring laughter and joy and optimism and positive vibration into your unborn child's life before it's even born. Okay? You can do this. Laugh! Okay, there we go. And then, of course, direct conversation with positive affirmations. And you need to feel it because remember, words are less important than vibration. You are a unique person in this world. You have the ability to attract anything you desire. You are full of love and joy, happiness, and inner peace. You know, positive affirmations like that, not only before the child is born, but after the child is born, are wonderful. Start now. Don't wait until your kid's 14 or 15 years of age, and then you're calling a guidance counselor for help. Start now. Okay? Now is the time. Now, everything that you are doing for your unborn baby, you're doing for yourself. It empowers you. It's wonderful. It's an absolute win-win situation. You, your husband, the baby, even your extended family, everybody's empowered when you raise vibration and focus vibration on positive, optimistic outcomes. You can have the life you desire. You can have the money that you desire. You can have the love that you crave and the health that you depend upon. And so can your child. Absolutely. I am Robert Zink, thanking you so much for listening to this podcast and for sharing it with your friends on Facebook. You have a wonderful day because you're special. Yes, and because you deserve it. Bye-bye.
Unlock within yourself the powerful secrets to living the life you desire at the Manifesting Beyond Belief Intensive. Join Robert and Rachel Zink May 19th, 20th, and 21st in magical Taos, New Mexico. Awaken miraculous manifestation powers within yourself. Experience dormant DNA activation through the three ancient alchemical attunements of sulfur, mercury, and salt, also known as body, mind, and spirit. As you experience these attunements from ancient alchemical mystery master Robert Zink, you will awaken latent powers such as manifesting dreams into reality, acquiring increased abundance, attracting your soulmate, developing a deeper spiritual connection to Source, improving health and vitality. This three-day intensive, conducted by miracle mentor and alchemy life coaches Robert and Rachel Zink, is held at the gorgeous El Monte Resort in Taos, New Mexico. Spaces are limited, so sign up now. For more information, visit www.manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That is manifestingbeyondbelief.com.